This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we mosey further along in the Psalter with Psalms 68 and 69. Let God arise. The Lord gives the word, the mount God desired. Awesome is God in his sanctuary and no foothold. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
We made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word and call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you.
Almighty God, you chose your servant Matthias to be numbered among the 12. Grant that your church, ever preserved from false teachers, may be taught and guided by faithful and true pastors. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
First reading for the festival of St. Matthias is from Acts chapter 1. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers, the company of persons was in all about 120, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in the ministry. Now this man bought a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. It became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called in their own language, Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another take his office.' So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And they put forward two. Joseph, called Barsabbas, was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. At that time, Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." This is the gospel of the Lord. I believe in one
God, Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, I do all things for me, who from
Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today is St. Matthias Day. I attempted to do my homework on him. I really did. Here's a smattering of what I found. Luke calls him Matthias, but Eusebius calls him Ptolemy, and some say that Matthias went to Cappadocia, others Judea, and some say that he went to Ethiopia. There's a marker for his grave at the ruins of a Roman fortress at Genio in Georgia, but another tradition says that he is buried in a place called Sebastopolis. Hippolytus says that he died of old age in Jerusalem, and another tradition says that he was stoned and then beheaded. I don't know. You know, the more that I read about this guy, and the more that I dug, and the more that I tried to learn who Matthias was, the more confused I got, and the more I felt like I really didn't know who he was. And so you know what I did? I gave up. I sure hope that you guys here today don't hold it against me and give me an incomplete on my homework. Maybe you can ask a history professor here. They're better at this kind of thing than I am. And that's okay. I'm going to propose that we do something this morning right now. Let's just set all of this aside for the moment. We'll come back to it later in the sermon because I do think it's important. But for now, let's just stick with our text from Acts. A vacancy occurred amongst the apostles. Peter noticed and he spoke up. And he quoted from the book of Psalms that speaks of the vacancy that Judas left. He said, "Let another take his office." But Peter didn't choose who should take Judas's place. He said that someone who had been with them from Jesus' baptism to his ascension should become with them a witness to Jesus' resurrection. The way that Luke tells it, God chose. Peter didn't do the choosing. The 120 gathered there that day didn't carefully evaluate the gifts and the talents and the abilities of a slate of candidates and then choose their man. No one assessed prior performance and said that Matthias was the man and that Justice wasn't qualified. Both men were thought of highly by those who were there that day. And they put both men forward, and they prayed, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And God chose. They cast lots, and the lot fell on Matthias. God chose Matthias. We're not told that God weighed Matthias and Justice in the balance and found Justice wanting. We're told that God chose Matthias. We're not told that God compared the two men and didn't value Justice. We're told that he chose Matthias. We're not told God's thinking, or that God compared the two men and found Justice's talents and abilities not up to the job. What we're told is that God chose Matthias. And the question for us this morning is simply this: what does it have to do with us? Let me suggest this morning that the big idea is that God chose. It's a good thing that God chose. Like Matthias, God has chosen you. God has chosen you and Jesus Christ to belong to him. And when he chose you, he did not carefully weigh your past. God did not carefully weigh you in a balance, vet your holiness, and scrutinize your life record when it came to sin. But he did redeem you from your sin and forgive all of your trespasses. God didn't scrutinize your gifts and your talents and your abilities and choose you to belong to him because you showed such great potential to serve him. The fact is, none of us showed great potential to serve him based on our sinful past. But he did choose us in Jesus Christ. And he did lavish his grace and his mercy and his forgiveness on you. The proof is that Jesus chose you over himself when he gave himself in death on a cross for you on Good Friday. He couldn't choose himself and you at the same time. He had to make a choice. And he chose you. God has chosen you and Matthias in Jesus Christ to belong to him. God has chosen you and Jesus Christ to belong to him. And no matter what you have done or not done, you belong to him, and he will never change his mind about you. No matter how bad it might have been, he still forgives you in Jesus Christ. No matter how undeserving you are, God has chosen you and gives you incredible gifts in this life and eternal life in heaven. Remember how I said earlier that we would come back to Matthias? I think it's a good thing that he's an elusive guy. I think it's good that we don't seem to know much about him, what he was like, or what he was good at, or where he went, who he witnessed to, how he died, where he's buried. I think it's a good thing because it allows all of us to step into Matthias' shoes. God has chosen you to belong to him and go out into the world and bear witness to Jesus Christ. No one else is like you. You are all fearfully and wonderfully made. No one else has the same combination of gifts and talents, interests and abilities that you do. No matter whether you are a student here, faculty, staff, a child, or a spouse, God has chosen you to bear witness to Jesus Christ. He has you right where he wants you to be, so that you can be a blessing to others. He will send you, no matter who you are, to the place of his choosing, so that you will be a blessing to others. God has chosen you to belong to him, and he will continue to give you new ways to live in this world. He will enable you in your everyday life to show love for others so that they, even in the midst of a sinful and broken world, can get a look at and hear a word about the saving love of God in Jesus Christ. God chose Matthias, and God has chosen you. He's given you everything you need. You lack nothing. There's a lot that I can't tell you about St. Matthias today. I think that's okay. There are others that are better at that I am. This is what I can tell you and what I think is important. God chose Matthias to belong to him and bear witness to Jesus Christ. And like Matthias, God has chosen you to belong to him and bear witness to your Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
God has revealed his glory in the face of Christ. Confident in his love, let us intercede for his church and for all people, praying that the Lord will hear us and grant us his salvation. For the baptized, that those reborn in the feast and font would be ready ear to hear God's word and find them to be the very bread of life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the nations of the earth, for peace in our time, that God would thwart all aggression, injustice, and oppression, and that the disinherited of this world would be given a share in the goodness of God's creation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the educational institutions of our synod, our day schools and high schools, our colleges and universities, and for our seminaries, that those who teach and those who learn in them would be transformed by the wisdom of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are in need, the sick, the dying, the mourning, the lonely and forsaken, and all those who desire our prayers on their behalf, that Christ would grant them healing, relieve their sufferings, and comfort them with the promise of a share in his eternal glory, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all the saints who gather around the glorious Lord Jesus, let us give thanks and praise, asking that at the hour of death we may be given our portion with his saints in light. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
All these things and whatever else you see that we need, grant to us, Holy Father, for the sake of your beloved Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. You once proclaimed your saving promise through the prophets of Israel, and by the apostles and evangelists you published the good news of your saving promise, fulfilled in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Grant that we, being instructed in the doctrine of the blessed apostles and evangelists, may faithfully eat his body and drink his blood, and declare his salvation to all the world. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Oh.
Gracious God, our heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the holy supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.